Hey everybody, it's Tuesday and we are finishing out Hebrews over the next 2 days. We're in Hebrews chapter 12 today. There's a lot in this chapter to absorb, so I want to encourage you to read it slowly today. But before I get to that, I had miscounted. There's actually 38 chapters left after today to finish out the New Testament. So again, I will determine how we're going to do the book of Revelation, being as involved as it is, and we'll do an overview of that towards the end here. So for today and tomorrow, we'll finish up Hebrews. We'll go on to 2 Timothy, 2 Peter, Jude. Those are all very short books of the Bible, as well as 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. Again, very, very short. And then we'll finish up with Revelation. So with that, we're in the 12th chapter of Hebrews. And I'll tell you what, there's some just really cool writing going on here. I just want to read the first few verses to you. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, and that's kind of given kind of an amphitheater type word picture here to his audience, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. We could spend the rest of our time today talking about that verse just right there, that we are to throw off anything that gets in the way of us and a relationship with God, or any sin that entangles us. We're to just throw it off. So just picture that, the action of throwing something off or throwing something away, shedding the sin from our lives. So think about that today. So anything that gets in the way between you and God, no matter what it is, we are to throw it off. And the sin that entangles us, we're to get rid of it. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. This is the life that God has planned for us. We are to run with perseverance, persevere. Now, this human condition, life as we know it, has so many opportunities to persevere. But oftentimes people fall away from God instead of leaning into him during difficult times. I want to encourage you that if you're going through a hard time today, that you lean into God and you run with perseverance. Fixing our eyes, it says in verse 2, on Jesus, the pioneer, right, and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And then I love this part in verse 3. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. So if we look at this verse, if we break it down a little bit, we're not to grow weary and lose heart. So how can we do that? By considering him and what he went through. So we are to be encouraged by considering Jesus. Now the next section here in chapter 12 talks about discipline. The author of Hebrews actually quotes a verse out of Proverbs when he says, "My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son." So it's saying that God does discipline. In fact, he goes on to say, if you are not disciplined, then you are illegitimate. So what he's saying is here, he's making a comparison of a father and a child, that any father who doesn't discipline his child would be someone who is an illegitimate parent, right? Or that the child would be illegitimate. Because any parent, you've noticed before, we don't really get the opportunity to discipline other people's children, right? You only discipline your own children. But he says God disciplines us for our good in order that we may share in his holiness. So it gives us a very clear indication of what discipline is to be used for. Discipline by God is to be used to make us more godly. So just keep that in mind as you read today. Also, one more thing I want to bring up to you is, don't take this passage of scripture here in Hebrews chapter 12 and assume that the writer here is saying that anything bad that we go through is God disciplining us. I think we have to take the Bible in context, and we have to take different passages in the Bible. And the Bible supports the Bible, and the Bible makes very clear sometimes when bad things happen to us, it's because other people have sinned. Sometimes bad things happen to us and we'll never know the reason why. But I think we also can't ignore the fact that sometimes God disciplines us when we're disobedient. And again, the goal of disobedience is to bring us to holiness. So just because we go through hard times doesn't mean that we did something wrong. But it says a loving father, and this is seen throughout the Bible, disciplines his children. So when you're going through hard times, I think that it's good to pray, God, if this is discipline, help me figure out what it's discipline for if I don't already know. Father, would you just help me to become more like you? And really, whatever it takes to become more like God, more godly, I'm in. And to be holy so that I can look back at my life and say, I did that and I went through that. And it actually grew me in my faith, and I became closer to God through that. Again, when we go through hard times, we either draw near to God or we push him away. Which are you prone to do, and which do you need to do? So with that, you finish out this 12th chapter with some warnings and some encouragements. We won't go through that. There's some deep reading here towards the end of the chapter, and he is, in essence, comparing the Old Testament covenant with the New Covenant, and he's talking about Mount Zion. When he says Mount Zion, I want you to think about heaven, not necessarily the Mount Zion that was found in Jerusalem. So with that, that's chapter 12 of Hebrews. Enjoy your reading. Dig into this today, and remember that God loves you even when he disciplines you. And we'll be back tomorrow to conclude the book of Hebrews.